Welcome to BPB Knows. Today, BPB Knows Cash Flow Management. Our expert is Deborah Sears, an associate director in our Managed Solutions and Technology Group and advisor to companies on cash flow strategies. So Deborah, start us off here and tell us who benefits from understanding and improving their cash flow focus.
All companies. All companies would benefit from understanding cash flow because really, cash in your pocket is what's going to matter to the small business owner, any big or large company.
So tell us a little bit about the difference between cash flow and profits and how those impact a company.
And that's a great question. Cash flow is cash in the bank. So that's making sure you have enough money to pay your vendors and you have to worry about collections in order to get those. Profits is something that you earn in your business. So that's more of an accounting concept, especially on an accrual basis where you're matching your revenues and expenses. And this is what's presented in your financial statements at the end of the year.
So what are some strategies that you advise business owners to take to really manage their cash flow and be in the best position possible?
I think there's a couple areas that are very important, one of which is a budget. I think it's very important to have a budget for the company, even if it's a small company, even if it's a predictable company. Have a budget because it's something that you're going to strive for, you're going to follow, and then you can take a look monthly, quarterly at your budget to actual and see where maybe the business has changed that you didn't expect. So really, a budget is your expectation, and then you compare it to actual on a regular basis so you can determine maybe things that are somewhat of a surprise. Another area I think that's a very important is to look at your receivables. So it's really managing your receivables, understanding when your customers are going to pay, when do you pressure them to pay, what your relationship with those customers are, and then keeping that cash flow steadily into your bank account so that when your regular bills are due, say any kind of vendor, so it could be supplier type vendors, it could be general operating expense type vendors, but you want to keep the lights on. You want to make sure that the vendors that are supplying you their services are being paid timely and you maintain a good relationship. And you need to do that by carefully monitoring your customers in order to have that cash flow in the bank. The thing is, you can maybe at times, especially if you're a cyclical industry, where you may need more cash flow than what you're going to receive in the bank. And that's maybe where you consider setting up a line of credit to help you through those lower times when just maybe on a temporary basis, let's say you need to make payroll. Let's say, you know, there's a lot of bonuses and things that you pay during a period when you're not going to receive a lot from your customers. That's where that line of credit, and that line of credit should be designed in advance. You can get more preferential lending. That's all set up, and it could be set up and you never use it, but it's always that little safety net that you should have, and really every business should have a line of credit.
Talk about collections a little bit and how that plays into cash flow.
So I think collections really is, and I think this happens with either a service industry, an industry with goods or anything, is really the relationship with your customers. It's keeping apprised of what's going on with them. And many companies deal with their financials. They're actually looking at, you know, are they financially able to pay you on a regular basis? So I have many that are subscription-based, so they get paid in advance before they provide the services. So it really depends on what type of business you have and how you want to set that up. A lot of our services here in the firm are prepayments, they're packages. Prepayments occur and the work doesn't happen until we actually get the prepayment. So there's a variety of ways that can be done. But I really think it's the relationship with the client, understanding what's happening with that client and, you know, maintaining that relationship as you're going along and always taking a look at what your receivables are, how much you're owed from one particular customer in particular. And when you see that start to ratchet it up and they're not paying their bills, you need to intervene and determine what's going on.
Who within a small business is usually responsible for this? I mean, in a big company, I imagine it would be the CFO and the finance department. And for a smaller growing company that maybe doesn't have all those additional resources, and it's the business owner who's doing the sales, sometimes doing the manufacturing, is doing everything himself or herself. how do you advise them to carve out time to make sure that they take care of this part of the business too?
Many times in a small business, I see it in the sales force, because the salespeople aren't just doing sales, they're doing customer service, customer management. So many times I see it in that group. And that's a lot of times, because we do outsourcing, a lot of times they will not outsource the customer side of it because that relationship is so important. So we're back to that relationship. So is that relationship those customer service group? Is the relationship the owner? Is the relationship the CFO? And sometimes they even have a full credit department. You know, the larger you are, the more you have people to be able to do this and follow up and all of that. So it's really, who is that key person that has that relationship? And then that's the person. They may not do the monitoring or the analytics that might be provided to them, but they're the ones that are going to make that call to the client. And it's a lot of times you're not making the call to the client to do collections. You have already made contact with this client many times about other things, about what you provide to them. And collections is just a small part of that.
And you're staying top of mind. How does inventory control play into cash flow management?
So inventory is very tricky. The thing with inventory is some inventory could get stale. Sometimes it goes bad. Sometimes it just goes out of favor. So having too much inventory can really hurt you, because you've tied up all of your cash. Now your cash is tied up in the inventory. So my recommendation would be to have a good system that analyzes how much cash do you really need to have on hand, but you need to be able to order it enough to get it on hand to have it, you know, readily available to the customer. So you have to get in that in-between state where you're not holding too much inventory, holding back too much of your cash, but not, you know, you don't want to swing to the other side where you don't have enough and then you don't have enough to provide to the customer. So something between those two, where you have enough on hand and you have enough from the customers, and then you don't deal with stale and inventory that's just not going to move anymore.
Sounds like sometimes an objective eye could really help figure that out and figure out the flow of when things are needed and how much to have on site. And also systems, with the budget.
There's systems that will tell you that. So there will be systems to say, hey, this hasn't moved since 4 months ago. This hasn't moved since 18 months ago. So it really tells you when you're doing your reordering, okay, we don't need any more of those. Or, wow, those are just not selling. I'm not going to order any more of those. That might be something that we might need to discontinue.
So, yeah, so there's platforms and things that will help with those, that decision making. So tell us also, are there other deductions or other tax saving things that could help a company that maybe finds itself in a cash flow crunch and needs to reevaluate where they are?
Yeah, so there is different deductions and credits that are available. Work closely with the tax team. This is where the tax team becomes extremely valuable. Insisting. So even if your tax team does not meet with you on a regular basis, insisting that your tax team meets with you periodically, I would say at a minimum twice a year, where you're reviewing these, because what's happening out there is that there's many opportunities that come up each year that's different from the prior year. And some of these may be available to you via a credit or, you know, some type of deduction that wasn't out there last year that you may not even be aware of. So that's where your tax planning becomes really critical with your tax team.
So having a good advisor is the way to go. People that are watching this on your behalf and will make sure that you don't miss anything that you shouldn't miss. Thank you so much, Deborah, for explaining all of that to us. And to our listeners, thank you for joining in. As always, if you have questions or topics that you'd like for us to cover, you can contact us by email at bpbknows@bpbcpa.com. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.